Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Moose, a confident and compulsive hopeless romantic who is born to entertain.
That's my goal. I'm not looking for a spouse. Majority of my life is spent trying to find the nearest Cinnabon.
Breezy, a kind-hearted, semi-responsible 20-something who always wants to be the center of attention.
I love to live in a state of delusion. It's one of my favorite things to do.
The number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Welcome back to the show. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Purchasing big items for the Super Bowl. Sofas, flat-screen TVs, some people I know purchased a refrigerator, and then returning them after the big game. Who has an issue with this? 585-252-9800. Now, I have been guilty, and I will admit it. I bought an expensive sports coat. I wore it to an event years back, and then I returned it in mint condition. Now, I'm not saying I'm proud of it, but I have done it at least once.
I bought a ladder from Home Depot last year to install a light bulb, and then I returned it.
Big ladder, like 20-foot ladder?
Oh, yeah. Like,
how'd you get that home?
It was such an ordeal. Don't even.
Oh, I mean, people are going to hit up Costco for their TV purchases, and then they're going to return them after the Super Bowl.
Which is crazy.
And the question is, are you a jerk for doing this? Are you taking advantage of the return policy? I mean, what I want to know, I do want to know this. If the TVs are all marked down next week after they receive all these returns, mm-hmm. will there be discounts on TVs, sofas, refrigerators, whatever?
Right.
I mean, how many people take advantage of the system? Already got texts coming in. Aside from the ladder, you returned anything else?
Oh my gosh. What haven't I returned? Every time I move, if the wall art isn't going to fit into my new space or doesn't fit the aesthetic, I just bring it back. It's wall art. There's
No, but you purchased it. You know, the whole reason you purchased it was you had the intent of keeping it. You were going to keep it.
I don't really purchase anything with the intent of keeping it, if I'm being completely honest.
So you buy things to use them and then return them when you're done with them. Like it's your own personal closet. Yeah, that's kind of trashy. Tracy's here. Tracy says, the fact that people do this is just trashy in my eyes. I worked in retail for years, and every Super Bowl, it was the people who had no money that would come in, buy the nicest TV, and then bring it back
everybody
after the game for
it.
A full refund. Not everybody, but a handful of people, they do it. Stacy says, I was in Costco last month, saw a woman returning her Christmas tree, and her reason for the return is the tree died. Yes, it would. It would die months later. People take advantage of the return policy. They take advantage of the return policy without a doubt.
Mm, I agree. I agree as well. But I don't know. I mean, like, big box stores like Amazon and Costco and Walmart, I don't really care.
When I was selling all of that expensive skin cream years in California, we would do roadshows, and sometimes we'd be at Costco,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people would spend $400 on a package.
Mm-hmm.
They take it home, and we catch them red-handed returning it because they'd empty out all the cream, and they would replace it with like Tide or detergent or regular $2 moisturizer.
Right, right.
And it's bizarre how many people actually go out of their way. It's like, can't you just buy it? you know?
I mean, things are tight all over. You know what I mean?
They sure are.
Things are tight all over.
Let me get to the phones. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hey, this is John in East Irondequoit.
What's up, John?
What's up, Johnny?
Yeah, there's no problem with this. I got 25 people coming over on Sunday for the game, right? So yesterday I went to Costco. I bought a 75-inch Samsung, and next week I'm going to return it and get my money back.
Oh, well, I don't know.
You know how many people do this? There's nothing wrong with it.
That's the thing, is how many people actually do it, and it just comes off as grimy a little bit. And listen, I know grimy. I've guilty. The biggest item I've purchased, like I mentioned, is a suit jacket. I wore it once and I returned it, but I'm not paying $3,500.
If a store like Costco had an issue, they would change their return policy. I got 25 people coming over. You think I'm going to watch it on the biggest game of the year in a 42-inch TV? Are you kidding me?
Well, why?
Is that what you currently have?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a you problem, John. Why haven't you upgraded since?
I mean,
why? Because I don't always have 25 people coming over. I don't need it for the rest of the year.
I guess.
I can't afford to have it, you know, all year. So I need it one weekend. I'm not the first person who's doing it. So I'm not going to be the last person.
No, John. John, you seem a little touchy this morning. I'm not against you. I'm on your side wholeheartedly. Okay. I return things all the time. I actually got in trouble with a specific store in this area for returning things too much. My account was flagged.
What are you, like, how much though? That's the thing. Like, you're buying items that are what, 50, 60 bucks and returning them?
I wasn't buying anything. I was finding them on the streets.
John, I understand flat screen TVs and the prices have gone down over the years. What's the cost of this TV you're purchasing?
It's over $1,000.
And so you're going to watch it for the game and then you're going to return it back to Costco. That's what you're saying?
Yeah. Listen, last year I bought a grill and I used it all summer and I returned it and nobody said anything. I don't see a problem.
Why return it, though?
Yeah.
You used it all summer. Why are you returning it? You obviously got a lot of use out of it.
Because I couldn't afford it. I couldn't afford to keep it.
You act like you're making, like, installment payments on this. Like, what do you mean you couldn't afford to keep it?
Dude, how much is a grill?
It doesn't matter. People should mind their own business. I mean, I buy the high end, and I keep it for the return policy. And then I return it.
Do you buy like a green egg?
Yeah.
Okay. Those are nice, actually. Those are priced. Danger has a green egg, our boss.
Yes, he does.
So that's something you just don't see a problem with.
Give me one reason why I shouldn't purchase a TV for the Super Bowl and then return it after the game.
I don't know. I guess it just comes down to...
I don't have a reason. I just don't like your attitude. Like, you're coming off.
I'm sorry if you don't like my attitude.
No, you're just coming off very defensive. Like, I'm on your side. I think that a couple people have maybe wronged you in some way when you've told them the story, and you're coming on here guns a blazing, and I don't appreciate it. I'm telling you. I've done the same thing.
I'm not finding stuff on the street or whatever you're doing.
Oh, my God.
What else have you purchased
What
else have you purchased aside from a TV and returned it?
Well,
aside from the grill. Okay.
I do the TV every year.
You do the TV every year do you host a Super Bowl party every year?
Yeah, I have a big party every year. As far as people know, that's my TV. Most of them, you know.
John, why not, if you host this every year, why not over the years have you just, like, committed? Because isn't this so much of a hassle for you?
No, I just keep all the packaging, you know, like, I keep it in the garage, and I pop it back in there, and I throw it in the back of my truck, and I return it.
Do you mount it?
No, there's no way you mount it. You don't mount it on the wall, do you?
No, I don't mount it. I don't mount it.
Okay. So aside from the TV and the grill, anything else you've purchased and then have had, you know, you went and returned it?
But like a sectional. I bought a sectional and returned it.
So much admin.
I might do that. I might do that again now that I think about it.
The couch itself?
I got 25 people coming. Yeah, because I got 25 people coming over.
Why don't you just stop hosting a Super Bowl party and go somewhere else?
Yeah.
Why do you care?
Just saying, dude. It just comes off as grimy.
If I'm being honest, I don't have any plans for Sunday. So you want to make it 26?
Come on. Come on over. Well, make it 26.
Dude, I mean, I'm just saying it's not your personal closet for you to go in there. And listen, I get, John, other people are doing it. I get it. It just seems wrong. That's all. I'm dying to hear what other people think. 585-252-9800. Who else is doing this? How many of you are purchasing big items like this, using them up, and then returning them? It doesn't even have to be just because of the Super Bowl this Sunday. Because I know a lot of people are purchasing TVs just for that alone. But are you doing what John's doing? Does anybody else like John have champagne taste hot dog wallets? John, 25 people coming over. Anything else you might be purchasing and then having to return? Any of the napkins, dishware?
I mean, if there's any food I don't use, like I'll buy a bunch of bags of chips and stuff. If any of that, I'll return it to the grocery store.
If it's unopened.
Wow.
Got it.
Yeah. Johnny boy.
You think Sam Walton, I'm hurting Sam Walton's feelings, or you know, who cares?
That's the founder of Costco, right?
Nope.
I think, yeah.
Isn't Sam Walton the founder of Walmart?
I don't know.
I think it's the same company. It's the same company. Okay. Who cares? It doesn't matter. Joe Kmart, whoever. I don't care.
Sam's rolling in his grave.
He's not dead. I don't think he's dead. We'll have to dive into that. We don't know.
He died in 92.
Oh, he did. And who is he?
He's the founder of Walmart.
He definitely doesn't care.
Oh, God. All right. Well, there's a different owner than Costco.
Walton, Walmart.
Yeah, different owner. That's not the Costco founder.
Like, Sam's here and well. He was born in 1918.
John, who do you got your money on, Chiefs or Niners?
Chiefs.
Chiefs, yeah. Like a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm down a roll, yeah.
All right,
because you like Taylor Swift, huh?
Don't even get me started. My wife is watching it for that reason. I don't care about the Grammys or Swifties. I just want to – it's football. I want to drink beer, eat chips, watch the game, just have a normal Super Bowl.
Okay. Yeah, and return everything afterwards.
Yeah.
That's right. I'll buy an album and then return it.
Financial king. All right, John, thanks for weighing in, man. I do appreciate the call. Good luck on Sunday.
I'll see you there.
Okay,
bye. We'll see you soon. Drop the address.
Drop the address.
Drop the addy.
I got to go to the phones. PXY, who's this?
Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. Talk to us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I said I would be the person that, guess what, he returns.
Yeah. Most likely. Yeah, you would. That brand new TV you just got for the living room? Yeah. John used it.
John used it. I'm so sorry.
Or the couch he returned.
This guy does it every year. And listen, I get it. If Costco had a problem with the return policy, they fixed it. They obviously don't. I guess it just comes down to morals. I don't know.
I don't know. I just don't buy a bunch of stuff I can't afford and then return it.
Right.
I mean, I get some stuff doesn't work out and you return it or your finances change.
Right.
But to do it constantly.
Right. There's something to be said about that.
Right.
Yeah.
For sure.
Thanks, Teresa. Appreciate the call. That's the thing. Like, if you bought something, it didn't work out, you know, this isn't what I expected. I got to return it. No problem. I get it. PXY, who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's up, bud?
Hey, James Hefty here.
James, what's up, man?
Not James Hefty. What's up, guy?
James.
Not much. Thank you. So I just wanted to call and give my input.
Yeah.
Very interesting mentality there. I'm kind of with Breezy. I'm kind of with both of you.
Okay.
If you don't have friends and you have to buy fake things to return them, that's a little odd.
To me, he's just trying to impress people he doesn't really care about.
He literally said, for all their concern, they think that's my TV.
Right.
What do they care?
Right, that's the thing.
I don't care what kind of TV you have, as long as it works.
You got a 42-inch TV? You got a 42-inch TV. What can you do? But the whole I'm going to buy it and return it thing, yeah, a lot of people don't seem like they're for it, you know?
No, very, very interesting, bizarre behavior, but people are... Interesting. So,
yeah, they sure are, James.
Good to give my input, so I appreciate you having
James,
me on.
James, we love you.
James, thanks for calling, man. Appreciate that.
James Hefty, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we'll see you guys at Costco this weekend. Free samples. Going for the free samples.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.